In the still dead of night, she sprawled across the four-poster bed. Black satin sheets clung to her skin, akin to the husk of a peach. Writhing within, felt entitled to sin, yet would not have felt right to bid breach. The heat of the moment was white-hot intense, a home fire alight she might later repent. Red lacquered fingernails trailing her flesh, no less than invitingly, ever lip bitingly, each sigh reminding of credit yet spent, with a desire overwhelming to vent. In the still dead of night, behind whispering drapes, the visitor yearned to delight her red grape. Hungering for the tart taste of her husk and the sweet-scented musk in her thigh, would not have felt righteous to claim yet the prize, seen through the red rim of true bedroom eyes, leave a telling mark upon the curved arch of her spine, surrender to the swelter of lust. In the still dead of night, as the air began to thicken, her pulse quickened, thus the candelabra flickered. She could feel the nectar cloying, honey trickle thence deploying. Her cherry lips then curled, rose-red petals mid unfurl, while her lover marvelled, mother of all pearls. In the still dead of night, the visitor's chest tightened. Still the pleasure pained, would not have felt right to abstain from restraint which heightened flame, engage in smouldering embrace, cut away delighted chase to spite her face. Still dead of night, in kind arranged, in name of love the mystics famed. As he delicately swept aside the drapes, commenced to lay down by her side. The home fire in her raging wild gave way to the innate taste of sensation, even greater than desire. 11 days and nights this way remained, and whence the 12th night came, one twin flame home fire raged wild to first light.